You're listening to Ryan and Jay here on The Rush. Really interesting story. Health Canada approving the first acetaminophen-ibuprofen combination tablet in Canada. It's called Kombojic. Jay, I'm going to get a doctor to probably help me with all the pronunciations on these.
It's going to say easy for you
It's quite clear that I went to radio school and didn't go to med school. But we're going to talk a little bit about what pain management is going to look like in the world after you get the COVID-19 vaccine, because there's some really interesting information here. Here to help us, thank God, is Dr. Hans Clark. He is the medical director of the Pain Research Unit at Toronto General Hospital. Doctor, it is really good to have you.
Pleasure to be here, both.
So let's talk about the combo right out of the gate. Tell me about this new medication.
Yeah, sure, guys. So Kombojic is how it's pronounced. It's the first Health Canada approved combination drug that has both Tylenol or acetaminophen and ibuprofen. And so, you know, I often get asked by my patients, is it safe to take both of these drugs together? And everybody's trying to reduce the number of pills they have and a pill burden in general. And so, you know, I say to them, of course, it's safe to be taken together. This is the first time it's actually paired in a singular pill. And believe it or not, there's about 50 other countries in the world that have this drug on their shelves already. And we're a bit late to the party, but it's certainly a good drug and it's indicated for mild to moderate acute pain and reduction of fever in any adults over 18 years of age, guys.
So it might be an obvious question, but what's the upside to the combination of these two and how come they've never been combined before?
So, like, we combine them all the time in clinical practice. Okay. You know, postoperatively, we ask people to take, you know, a gram of Tylenol, 500 milligrams of acetaminophen. So what's different? This is a 3-to-1 ratio. So every one of these tabs contains 325 milligrams of Tylenol or 97 milligrams of ibuprofen. And the one thing that we know, and I think that, you know, the public needs to know, is that these drugs, when you take them together, and the reason we ask you to take them together is because they have a synergistic effect. And what that means is it works better, it's faster, it's more efficient, 78% more effective than Tylenol alone, and 36% more effective than ibuprofen alone.
So let's talk about it in the terms of the COVID-19 vaccine. I think a lot of people are wondering, you know, if I'm suffering from some symptoms, you know, after I get that vaccination, you know, maybe even the mildest of symptoms, I want to treat it. Are one of these drugs by themselves okay to take? What's the recommendation there?
Right, and that's a great question. So the first thing to know, especially for the public, is that it's not recommended to take in advance of your vaccine. You know, no antihistamines, no pain meds before the vaccine. Does the vaccine actually hurt? No, and that's another important message. But, you know, after the vaccine, a lot of people are complaining of a sore arm, or after the second vaccine, sometimes a sore arm and a mild fever. And at that point in time, you can take either acetaminophen or ibuprofen for the soreness, or, you know, a bit of both. And so that's where we are in terms of the knowledge around pain medications for the vaccine.
Now, when it comes to Kombojic, it's one of those things I can get over the counter. I'd have no problem with that.
Yeah, I think it's in about, if I'm not mistaken, 2,500 pharmacies across the country right now. So it's something that if somebody was looking for, they should be able to find without a problem.
So if we're talking about this in terms of the vaccine, moving forward down the road, once I'm vaccinated, once we're, you know, God willing, we're completely all through this, is this a good thing to have in my medicine cabinet just to have down the road?
No, absolutely. You know, if you strain things, you know, anything that, you know, you have a mild fever for, you get, what you get out of these medications is the inability to reduce inflammation. And you know, that's important. There's a specific enzyme that gets flared up, and these two medications stop that pathway from occurring so that you're not as sore or that the ongoing inflammation doesn't continue on. So it's certainly a good medication to keep an eye out for.
As a guy who deals in the world of pain management and, you know, in the world that we live in now with COVID and with vaccinations, how many questions do you get on a daily basis just outside of the media, just from people you know and perhaps from patients?
You know, it's interesting. I'll tell you, it's becoming, I didn't think it was going to be as common, but, you know, think about how many people in this country are just afraid of needles in general. And so now we have a mass vaccination program. And, you know, there are lots of questions about, you know, how do I get through it? What happens after? You know, is it going to make me ill? All of these types of questions. And I think that the message is clear. We all need to be vaccinated. It really is safe. And there are mechanisms in place if you do get that sore arm or that mild fever after the vaccination.
Great stuff, Doctor. We appreciate the time today.
Thanks for inviting me, Ryan and Jay.
That's Dr. Hans Clark. He's the medical director of the Pain Research Unit at Toronto General Hospital.
Say it with me. Combo.
G-sick. Combo G-sick. I had that.
You
I almost nailed it.
Nailed it. Stuck
I
the
almost
landing.
Nailed it. Almost nailed it. But some good food for thought there. And again, you know, a lot of people have asked these questions at 7-10-10, not even necessarily, Jay, for themselves, but for their elderly relatives, people who have experienced the vaccination already and had that vaccine already. They've got questions, and I hope that provides some clarity and some of those answers for you.